on a warm Tuesday in October, about a four-hour drive from Hyderabad, the capital of Telangana, an army of men in indigo shorts went underground to dig it out. A simple pulley drew them in, a bit like a ski lift, except here it took them deeper and deeper down a shaft. The creak of the pulley was all you could hear, and water dripping inside the earth. Here and there, off to the side, stood miners, their forms barely visible in the darkness, except for the belted flashlights that snaked across their bodies. At about 900 feet below the surface, where the air was black and cool, and the coal under our feet was squishy, a burst of explosives broke down a wall of coal. Small, sooty chunks were piled into tubs and wheeled out, then loaded onto coal trucks that hurled down the country roads, sprinkling a layer of ash everywhere. So deeply is India invested in coal, this, like other mines, is state-owned. So are most power plants. Coal subsidizes the country's vast rail network. That person at the top of that system, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has sought to cast himself as a champion of clean energy. But Mr. Modi has been inaugurating new coal mines, too. His government has made it faster for industry, including mining, to get environmental clearances, rankling environmentalists. India's state-owned companies are building new coal-fired plants across the country, almost all of them financed by public sector banks. In an interview in the capital, New Delhi, India's Energy Secretary Ajay Bala said some 50 gigawatts of additional coal capacity were under construction. That's a fraction of what was under development even a decade ago, when India's energy demand was projected to soar. Many of those plants are meant to replace older, more polluting ones, but coal would not sunset anytime soon, he predicted. Not until there's a cheap and efficient way to store energy from solar and wind energy. Analysts say India must retool its electricity grid for the post-coal era. Battery technology is fast advancing. Microgrids can replace traditional electricity systems. Many existing coal plants are now running below capacity. Several are idle. And new energy efficiency standards could slow down demand to the point where there may be a glut of costly coal-fired plants. Left holding this bundle of stranded assets, the public sector banks that finance them. For now, though, coal accounts for 58% of India's energy mix. It's not that I'm using the coal very willingly, Mr. Bala said, but I have to.